ISIS Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of I Shall Wear Midnight, written by Terry Pratchett, read by Stephen Briggs. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by ISIS Publishing Limited. Copyright Terry and Lynn Pratchett, 2010. First published by RHCB Audio, a division of the Random House Group Limited. Chapter 1. A Fine Big Wee Laddie. Why was it, Tiffany Aching wondered, that people liked noise so much? Why was noise so important? Something quite close sounded like a cow giving birth. It turned out to be an old hurdy-gurdy organ, hand-cranked by a raggedy man in a battered top hat. She sidled away as politely as she could, but as noise went, it was sticky. You got the feeling that if you let it, it would try to follow you home. But that was only one sound in the great cauldron of noise around her, all of it made by people, and all of it made by people trying to make noise louder than the other people making noise. Arguing at the makeshift stalls, bobbing for apples or frogs, this was done blindfolded, cheering the prize-fighters and a spangled lady on the high wire, selling candy floss at the tops of their voices, and, not to put too fine a point on it, boozing quite considerably. The air above the green downland was thick with noise. It was as if the populations of two or three towns had all come up to the top of the hills. And so here, where all you generally heard was the occasional scream of a buzzard, you heard the permanent scream of, well, everyone. It was called having fun. The only people not making any noise were the thieves and pickpockets, who went about their business with commendable silence, and they didn't come near Tiffany, who would pick a witch's pocket. You would be lucky to get all your fingers back. At least that was what they feared, and a sensible...